listener production.
It's Friday. Happy Friday.
Thank God it's Friday.
I like to call him Mr. Happy.
Happy, happy, joy,
happy days,
though. We dance, we kiss, we schmooze, we carry on, we go home happy. What do you say?
It's Matt and Alex All Day Breakfast.
Happy Friday to you. You know it's always lucky. You know when, like, you're flying through the air and someone's having a medical episode or something and they go, is there a doctor on the plane? And, like, a doctor stands up and, like, helps out. I'm going to say that story is child's play to the story I'm about to tell you of having someone there at the right time that you just needed.
Bro, call us Australia's Greatest Wonderland because the roller coaster that you took us on in today's show was worthy of demon status, which I believe is the roller coaster that was at Australia's Greatest Wonderland that went forward and then went backwards. Either that, maybe I should have said the rattlesnake, but please stick with us. It's an incredible stories of up and downs, wild adventure that I'm now feeling extremely jealous I wasn't a part of, and I almost sort of was. So let's dive into that. We've also got a mailbag where some contentious issues are raised here. It's going to be a very big, divisive show, and we hope you enjoy it. Let's jump in. It's Matt and Alex All Day Breakfast. Hope you're having a good one.
This is just the start.
Everyone ready?
Let's get this show on the road.
Let's go.
Here we go.
Well, Matt, I missed you the other night.
What was happening?
Up on stage hosting the Rolling Stone Awards.
We did do that a couple of years ago, didn't we? I've never been invited back.
Well, I think you were, right? I think this is what happened. if we're knuckling down into this.
Yeah.
First year, Matt and I did the awards. Very, very fun. Great night. Seen the music industry. Lots of friends. Lots of awards. That was really great. Only problem is, bit of a rowdy room.
Mm.
When you're having a chat to the music industry, it's very tough to keep them quiet whilst the awards are going on stage and that sort of thing. It got to the point where Matt, I think, was shouting at everyone, just, shut up! Shut up! From memory. It was a bit good cop, bad cop with me. Would you mind, everyone? You know, we'd like to get going. Well, sort of like the teacher who just is silent until everyone sort of calms down.
Yes.
You went the different route. We were yelling, shut up. Next year, I thought you were doing it with me. So it was only until a couple of days beforehand where, like, someone made clear, oh, no, you're doing it by yourself. Matt can't make it. I'm like, oh, God. All right. Well, I'll give it a go by myself. Everyone extremely quiet and respectful.
Oh, yeah. Good on you. Bravo.
I'm not sure if the organizers then saw that and go, all right, we need Dyson solo once again. But I was there doing the job solo. Problem is, great awards, and they do it quick. It's like an hour, which is good when you're doing awards.
Yeah, you love a short awards show, don't you?
Love a short awards. And one of the great things about it, hosting an awards ceremony like that, is as a host, they want, like, it always goes better if you do it quickly. So you don't need to be up on stage saying too many jokes and that sort of thing.
No.
If you give them a couple, you move on. Mm. The joke I used at the start was, this is my third time hosting, so I hope I don't have a difficult third album.
Like, okay, yeah, well, industry specific.
I hope I do a bit more of a, you know, Radiohead OK Computer more than I do a Wiggles, The Adventures of Captain Feathersword, The Friendly Pirate, which, as we all know, was an absolute stinker.
Wow, you went at the
Wiggles. I went at the Wiggles because I have no fear.
You went at the Skivvy Mafia. That is bold, my dude.
Look, I went at him, but then I eased up because I said, look, it actually wasn't that bad an album. But when your next album is Big Red Car, then you've got Yummy Yummy, and then you've got Wake Up Jeff for 4, 5, 6, anything is going to look like an absolute lemon compared to those.
Okay, good, good. So it was actually a compliment disguised as a diss. Well done.
Actually a compliment.
Yeah.
Only issue is I thought, great, got my joke in. Let's go on with the awards and have a little chat and a banter. Only problem is, just before the show, testing the microphone, they come up, we are going to need you to pad for 5 to 10 minutes while we set up for the Angus and Julia Stone performance.
5 to 10. Now those words, five, I mean, you know, it's that thing, it's that law of relativity, you know, because 10 seconds in the bedroom whizzes by, but,
yeah, 5 to 10 minutes on stage at the Rolling Stone Awards with the audience there, it's like you land on that planet from Interstellar and it feels like years go past in the blink of an eye. The relativity.
By the time Alex got off stage, he had grey hair and a beard. He was like,
"When I got off stage, my own daughter was older than me." Well, that's how crazy it is. Anyway, 5 to 7. All right, what am I going to do for 5 to 10? I'm not a stand-up comedian like you, Matt. I don't have, you know, excellent material to fall back on. But even if I did, I know I've seen these awards before. If you start doing just random material, it still doesn't work very well.
Totally.
So here was my plan. All right, here's my plan. I'm going to say, whilst these guys set up, because I've got the music industry here, I'm going to show you all my talents and do a freestyle rap for you.
That's brave.
Yeah. Yeah.
I mean, that is, that sends shivers down my spine.
I talked to someone afterwards and they said their bum moved to the edge of their seat when they said, I'm going to do a freestyle rap here.
Okay.
Okay. Because I think it's just after Peach PRC had come up to accept the award for best, you know.
Oh my God. Pop this is mid awards as well.
Tones
are really
and I had just done a speech after winning, you know, Global Artist of the Year at the Rolling Stone Awards, all right, in the room. Amazing speech once again. And I get up there and say, all right, I'm gonna freestyle for you. Now, the idea was here, though, I had a bit of a backup plan. My plan was, say, much like Harry Mack, have you seen him do raps on YouTube and Insta and TikTok and that sort of thing? He gets people to say 3 words, okay, and he incorporates those words into the rap to make it more difficult and show that he's improvising.
I've never seen you freestyle rap before in my life.
Well, my plan was I'm going to go get some words from people in the crowd. By the time I've faffed around and done that and I've got back up on stage, I go, all right, here we go. Oh, hang on. Push my finger to my ear. No, sorry. They're saying Angus and Julia already. No.
Oh,
look, I would have loved to, but you don't want to keep Angus and Julia waiting.
Very,
so
very
we better bring them
out. Well
okay.
Done.
So that was the plan.
Mm-hmm.
Unfortunately, this whole process took a little bit longer than I had thought. Okay. So I didn't just do 3 songs. I went down. Ask the first people. I actually ran into Gigi, who I know is an excellent photographer, partner with Zach from the Rubens. Went to them. Can I get the first word? She says marshmallow. Beautiful word. All right, great. Move on to the next. Hand up. Oh, yeah, Tash Sultana's there. Great. Go and talk to Tash. Catch up with Tash. What's your word? Anal. Okay. All right. This is going to be tricky.
Anal. I mean, banal.
Banal. Canal.
Fine.
Yeah. It's the classy way to have it when you pronounce it like canal. Next word, gronk. Okay. I'm looking around. I look at the look at the stage manager. He's doing the stretch. Stretch it out.
Oh, no.
Okay.
So that's as if like it's a hand signal going like
pull the
pizza dough. Stretch that dough. That's what it looks like.
Got another word. I'm like, usually Harry Mack stops there. I'm going to go even further. Get another word. Love. Okay, that's great.
Easy.
I'm looking for another word. I'm back down at the front row. I see none other than Mr. Richard Wilkins. Okay. I make eye contact with Richard.
He wasn't eating chips, was he?
No, he wasn't. But I wide-eyed him and go, oh, anyone want to give another word? He gives me a little finger waggle. And it's like, head shake. No. Don't you dare come up and put a microphone in my face. You do not have the right to be using me to come out of this situation, mate. So I walked past Wilco.
Oh, no.
When I got a final word, which was hypotenuse. And I'm like, all right, I've gotten 5. I don't think I can go and get a 6th word here. So I go, all right, I got my 5 words. I'm going to wander back up on stage here and getting ready for my big, you know, it's been about 5 minutes to get 5 words, walk through the crowd, have a chat to them, see how they're going, get back on stage. They're still not set up.
What were they doing?
There's a lot of stuff going on behind me, but they weren't ready to go. I'm still getting the stretch. And in fact, I'm getting the wrap it up here from Bron because we've been talking for a while. Should we make this a 2-parter?
Oh, yeah. Okay. I need to know what happened. So let's go to a break and then we'll come back and I want to know how this freestyle, whether Daiso's freestyle sinks or swims. Let's go. Matt and Alex All Day Breakfast.
Well, we've set the scene. Daiso on stage in front of the music industry. Richard Wilkins glaring at me from the first row. He's sitting next to Neil Finn from Crowded House, who's getting inducted.
This is the who's who.
Neil Finn's looking up at me. He's like, all right, what is this guy going to do? One of the greatest songwriters of all time.
I bet he's dreaming it's over.
He was dreaming it was over. And I was too. I was dreaming just as big as Neil. And I look over to the side and I'm getting we've still got more time to go. I'm like, oh my goodness. I've got Marshmallow. I've got
Angus and Julia doing a big jet plane, more like slow wooden bicycle. Come on. Snap, snap.
The plane was delayed on the tarmac. And old Alex Dyson was the captain on the old megaphone trying to tell everyone what was going on. So I'm like, okay, I considered just trying to do one. But when your plan was not to do it, like, I couldn't. So I thought, okay, here's what I'll do. I said to everyone, but all right, I'm about ready to go, but I can't do an improvisational rap without a beat. Okay. I need some backing.
Man, you had that shovel and you were digging, just digging down, hoping to get to China. You
hoping
were just
to strike
gone.
Gold. And most people, when they're out in the desert and thinking, can I strike some water here to quench my dry mouth and save my life is what we're talking about here.
Yeah.
I cannot tell you the water fountain, the fountain of crude oil that spurted forth from the audience, right? I'm up on stage. I say, does anyone here know how to beatbox? And I'm looking out into the crowd, like the lights are in my eyes, but I look into the darkness and I see this girl sort of pointing behind her at this guy putting his hand up. It's like, this guy. I'm like, oh, is there someone out there? Does anyone know how to beatbox out there? You? And like, who's that? She goes, yeah, Joel Turner.
Oh my God, I was hoping you were going to say Joel Turner.
Joel Turner, bro. From what, season one of Australian Idol, one of the world's best beatboxers.
These kids, I used to absolutely rinse.
I put it on the other day, not long before I hosted the awards. It's still that much of an absolute tune.
I remember when I first got the internet, and it was like one of the first songs that I ever bought.
Legally downloaded. Yes. So I'm like, I wander out into the crowd and it is none other than Australian royalty Joel Turner. And I'm like, how you got? Can you give us a little sample of your beatbox? And he's like, I cannot do it justice. It was that good. And I'm like, wow, everyone's got their phones out. The audience is loving it. And I'm like, righto, man, well, I need 8 bars. Can you just give me an 8 bars? I got my, you know, text behind the stage. They'll loop it for us. Just give us 8 bars of beatbox. And the guy just smashes it out. Just boom, whoop, 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 boom, whoop, 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 whoop. Does it. Everyone, round of applause. Everyone's like, woo! And I wander back up on stage and it's time. And then I do my little thing. Sorry, guys, I got to bring out Angus and Julia Stone. Everyone's still loving the Joel Turner. So I look like an absolute hero. Talking to everyone afterwards, like, whoa, so did you plan that? I'm like, no, it was just the absolute right person at the right time.
Bro, in the audience. You had your shoes on the roulette table. Like, the watch was down. Yep. The keys to your car were sitting on number 12. You were just
we're on double zero green. And I tell you what, that ball landed smack bang in the middle. Jackpot! Turner in the flesh! An absolute hero.
Oh,
saved
my God.
The night.
Well,
problem was they were ready to go, and St. Julie got on stage, and then their sound guy uploaded the wrong file, so they had to sit there for about 5 minutes without anything happening.
Oh, did they have a chat or what? Or?
No, silence.
Oh, well.
So anyway, all the padding was for nothing, but Joel Turner, I never have I had the right person at the right time better than that.
Well, you know what? Watch this space. We're getting Joel Turner on the show next week.
Oh, we got to talk to him. I need to thank, because I didn't get to see him afterwards, and I just need to say thank you so much, Joel.
Oh, we got to find out what he's been happening. I follow him on Instagram, but I want to hear from his mouth, not just sick beats, but just hear what he's up to. So let's do it. Bron, sorry to give you some more work to do, but if you could hunt down Joel Turner, that would be amazing.
Well, you don't need to hunt him down. You just walk out on stage in front of a whole lot of people and just ask, does anyone here know how to beatbox? He'll be there, Bron. He'll be there.
Sweet.
Well, it is time for Mailbag. That's right, on a Friday. We love to dig into all the correspondence, or some of the correspondence that we didn't get to check out across the week, because we love hearing from you on @matt.and.alex.
That's right, big one today. Joan got in touch regarding the name that...
Oh, no, it's not a big one. No, let's stop.
What?
Let's just stop. We don't need to hear any of these extra messages.
You don't want to hear about Joan talking about the Name That Thang controversy? The things that led to our intervention during the week? International convention. Joan said, Matt, you asked us to get vocal, so here I am. I'm a big fan of you. I'll happily put my name in for any segment or competition on the show that you do, except Name That Thang. All lowercase, as it doesn't deserve capitalization.
Oh my God.
Like Min says, I think that speaks volumes. Please bring back a different game instead. Kind regards, a big fan. So, you know, they're around you. They love your stuff, but there will be some new segments later.
Well, James said, Name That Thang is polluting the Great Barrier Reef. Can we come to a compromise with Matt? Keep the name, but completely change the game? Or what's the point?
So we can treat Name That Thang kind of like the way they treated Beck Cartwright's /Hewitt's character when she got killed off on
Home just a completely away. Different actor comes in,
yeah, exactly.
To play it.
A whole different
okay,
person.
Sure.
Yeah. The same name, different person. Sam also saying, I've listened to every episode since you kicked off in May 2020. And I've got to say, Name That Thang needs some work. Every time I listen, this is the emoji I feel like making. And it's sort of that wonky face, like,
yeah, they're all squiggled lines, different sized eyes.
Christopher not happy with the intervention. Leave Australia's 6th favourite game alone.
Thank you, Christopher. Thank you. And I'm assuming the other supporters are just too busy enjoying the game to get on their hate box.
That's it, probably. But look, we are retiring it for now, and I'm sure Matt will be back to the drawing board, that big whiteboard you keep downstairs to write out all the big segment names and ideas.
Yeah, sure. I think I'll just stay in my basement forever. It's where you people want me.
No, we love you.
James said Matt has some explaining to do. What is going on here?
Sorry, we do.
Oh, no, look, okay, here it is. James said, I ran into him at a gig in Brisbane a month ago, the streets, and offered to buy him a beer as a thank you because I've been a fan of all his work, even from way back in the H2O days. And then he flat out denied who he was and refused the beer. And now I hear him saying everyone is welcome to say hi, him and Alex, and is even offering free beers. I'll accept the apology in the form of a very nice long lunch. It was a dark room and I had a few bevs, but I'm pretty damn sure it was him. Oh, James.
You went to the streets, so you're in the area.
It was definitely, I mean, it would have been me, but it just depends. Sometimes the problem with that is if, like, I hate talking to people during gigs.
While the performers.
Yeah, like singing. I don't even like talking to my friends during gigs because the performer's on stage and so people will want to come up and talk and I'll often just be very, very brief because I really just want to actually just watch the show. The other thing that might have happened is if you said, are you Matt O'Kine? I would have just said yes. But sometimes people say weird stuff.
You're saying James said something weird?
Well, they'll say, they won't just say like, are you Matt O'Kine or anything like that. They'll say something along the lines of like, mate, you're someone. I know you. I don't know where I know you from or whatever. And it's like, I then can't go, well, you probably know me because I'm Laurie the Dolphin Trainer from H2O. And you're like, nah, it's not that. I played against you in Turinga Rovers soccer 10 years ago or something. I'm like, yeah. You know what I mean? So like, I
was walking up the steps at Comedy Republic the other day and this girl goes, are you David's brother? I'm like, nah. Sorry.
Well, it's like I can't be the guesser for you. You just have to, if you say it's me, I'm not just going to say, no, I'm not Matt O'Kine.
Okay. So if people are approaching you, which you have encouraged people to say hello in the past, what you're saying is you're kind of like one of those Russian spies with a briefcase and the correct password needs to be said until you acknowledge that you know what's going on. The Russian pigeon flies south for the winter.
I'm not going to just sit here and take it from James as if he said, I'd had a few bevs. It was a dark room. So he's obviously come up and said something that wasn't as direct as he's making it out to be. All right? I'm not going to cop this. I'm not going to sit here on my own bloody podcast and just cop it from everyone.
All right. Well, we've got another one. Someone is a fan of your acting work. It's Braden. On the topic of Zombie Plane, where you played a waiter, I believe.
Yes, that's right. Actually, and speaking of the streets, that show, I'm pretty sure I bumped into someone who was working on Zombie Plane.
Do you know? Did you ask them specifically if it was them or did you just say, I know you?
No, but I bumped into someone recently and I think it was at the streets and they said, I've seen it. You're in.
Okay. So Braden's question was, any word on Zombie Plane release date and will Matt and Ali's podcast be doing an advanced screening? Now that's a great idea. Do you reckon we could get a copy of The Master and do a special advance premiere?
At Comedy Republic or something. Get all
wherever.
The big guns out.
Oh, in Brizzy.
Mate, you know Chuck Norris is in there, right?
So you're in they saw the earlier thing. You're in the film. Chuck Norris is in the film. Vanilla Ice is in the film. Sophie Monk is in the film.
I can't say anything else. I've heard on the grapevine, and I can't say too much, but I've also heard that there may be a very well-known red shorts wearing gent in it as well. Maybe. Last I heard, they were trying to...
Are you saying Warwick Kappa is in Zombie Plane? The cappuccino? No. Are you saying that... Was a cap? I walked past him near the MCG the other day.
I'm not saying that. I'm saying that's all I'm going to say, okay? It's not Warwick Kappa, but there might be someone else.
Red shorts wearing. All right. Well, that's interesting. We also love your voice messages here at All Day Breakfast. Matt has sent one in regarding condoms at the Olympics.
I'll tell you where you can send those Olympics condoms. And that's bloody Warrnambool. Because Daiso's been taking a lot of shots at Adelaide lately, which I don't appreciate, being an Adelaidean. Well, I've been through that dump of a place, mate, and let me tell you, time to let nature take over. So drop the condoms there, let them stop breeding, and let's just be done with that place.
Wow, okay. See what you've done? You see what your hate has done? Now the people of your hometown are copping it.
Look, that is a fair cop, Matt. That is a fair cop. I'm sure we could find some uses for it. Around the streets of Warrnambool.
Yes, look, I don't want to fan these flames anymore. So hopefully we can put this war of cities to bed.
Exactly. And just say, as Mel Bracewell did yesterday, send all of those condoms to Hamilton, New Zealand.
No, we have listeners in New Zealand as well.
The chlamydia capital of the world. They need them. We'll get them over there.
Stop it.
And both Warrnambool and Adelaide can unite.
Wrap it up and not the condom type. Wrap it up. Let's finish this. We love everyone and every place. Thank you for listening. Please join us again on Monday, no matter where you are. Adelaide, Hamilton, Warrnambool.
Timbuktu.
The Inner Streets Concert. Saying g'day. We love ya. So please keep in touch at Matt.Alex on Instagram. And have a great weekend. We will see you back here bright and early. Same time, same place, Monday.
Bye-bye.
That's it. The all-day breakfast kitchen is closed. Got something to add to the show? Slide into our DMs at matt.and.alex.